so full. We just had Johnsonville beer brats and corn on the cob and leftover potato salad, what I made on Saturday.
You didn't have any of those gay carrots?
No, we didn't have any gay. What are you talking about? The carrots.
Carrots look good.
They look fucking awesome, dude. Yeah. And I make those.
Get a little bit of pumpkin spice to make carrots.
It doesn't taste
tight.
No, it's not like, oh, this tastes like a pumpkin spice latte. It's spicy. It doesn't even taste like pumpkin. It tastes like pumpkin spice. Tastes good.
I love pumpkin spice.
You're both basic bitches.
I am as basic as they come, and I'm hibernating until fall. So I could drink the pumpkin spice because in my mind, it's already fall.
I wish it was fall. It's too friggin' hot, but it's that like 2 month period where it's just 90 every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every day you're like, should I end it today?
It's so damn hot.
No, we're not going to end it today. We're not going to end it today. Hey, let's give a shout out to our Patreon producers, people who come in at $25 and above level. And we have to thank Tim Slate, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Thank you all very much for your donation. If you'd like to become a $25 level producer, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, sign up. And you'll get your name read and you'll be a producer. And gosh, what else? Oh, yeah, you get to order a t-shirt from our t-shirt store. And you can get a print of one of my drawings.
You should start doing some dirty ones.
Dirty
like
drawings.
People open them up and they're like, what is? And it's just like, you know, the lunchbox from Superbad.
Finishing up this real big, veiny, triumphant bastard. Stash all of my dick drawings, this Ghostbusters lunchbox that I had.
Okay. Or I could do, you know, custom lunchboxes from shows that never existed, like...
Oh, yeah.
Happy Gays, which was a 70s, movie of Happy Days.
BJ and the Bear, the road stories.
BJ and the Bear, except the bear, guy wearing leather.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a big burly guy. He's just my BJ.
The Johnny Cakes guy from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
You know, that was the first time I saw a Big Bear magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Map of the Hawaiian Islands on your pants.
Well, it's just nothing like seeing a guy who looks like your dad in a pair of assless cut-off jean shorts.
If they had done porn parodies in the 70s.
Laverne and Squirty.
Laverne and Squirty, yeah.
There you go. That's it. That's what I was looking for.
Three's Company, but yeah, it's just arms and an asshole. The Glove Boat. I don't know.
The Bukkake Bunch.
Oh, damn. Is it Alice? Is she the one?
She's the story of a man named Brady who was jacking off three fairies.
So it's the dad and all three sons.
And that butcher.
I was going to say, of Same. Course, because he's bringing Alice the meat.
Yes. God, what else would there have been?
I like the Bukkake Bunch. I don't know if we can top that one.
I mean, there's only 8 million shows from the 70s.
We should put a task to the radios to come up with some
70s TV shows. Yeah, we could do that. It's fun to just, you know, Taxi, there's one. And what can you come up with that, huh?
Big Taxi.
Yeah, that's right.
The Rock Hard Files.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mork and Andy. I don't know.
It'd be Porky Mindy. Yeah, Porky Mindy.
Yeah,
I think Dustin's a little too good at this.
I think Darko Floyd better than I am. I can't think of anything right now. My brain is fucking Ball in the Family. A-L-L-I-N-apostrophe. That would have been one of the...
Ball in the...
In the Heat of the Taint. In...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She bought her space. Yeah, you did, man. Why don't you, open your mouth and let me shoot it down your throat.
That was the spinoff, Maw.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Across the line now, we have to stop.
Heart to heart, ass to ass.
Oh, no.
The Gropers. Starsky and Hutch. There's got to be some names here. I'm just having a brain fart right now. I'm tired. It's been a long week. I've been on vacation this week, so I'm tired. And it's just been, doing stuff around the house, cooking. I've had a lot of fun, though. I got to hang out with Gil, went to Charlotte. Saw an old friend of mine, old friend of Jeff's, Matt, who lives in Korea, and he was visiting, going all over the place. Like he started out seeing old friends in Pennsylvania, and he went over to the Poconos in Pennsylvania, and then he drove down to see his sister in Charlotte. And that's where I went. He didn't get there until about 8 o'clock. So I napped a little bit, maybe closer to 7:30. I don't know. We went over to Texas Roadhouse, had 3 or 4 beers, then got more beers and then fell asleep. It was exciting, but it was nice to catch up.
Do you wake up and just smashed peanuts on the floor stuck to your face?
Yeah. The man from Atlantis. Oh, we're not doing that anymore. Hey, if you are a producer and you're not a producer and you want to be a producer and you sign up at the $5 or above level, you'll have access to our weekly goofball recaps that we do. Right now we're doing Righteous Gemstones. Coming up, we're going to do What We Do in the Shadows. Later on this year, we're going to do, what's that drama show we're going to do? Oh, yeah. Invasion Season 2, which was an Apple Plus TV show that we liked. So, yeah, do that. Hey, I had a fun interview on the podcast last weekend, and that'll be a podcast. By the time this is released, you can go find it. Interviewed Josh Joplin from the Josh Joplin Group and also Among the Oak and Ash. He's doing a show in Atlanta on the 14th at City Winery. But I thought it was a fun interview. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, it was a good interview. I listened. I was glad they ran the correct episode.
Yeah, me too. And then I mixed the bumper music with some old stuff and some, yeah, his new album, which is called Figure Drawing. And I said finger drawing.
In the what is painting, it? Finger painting, finger drawing. It's easy to mix up.
Figure Drawing is the name of the album. You guys ever heard of him?
There, we had him on the show.
Yeah. But I don't know if Steph was in that interview, were you?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
We're going to the show on Friday, too.
That's right.
Tickets available if you want to come out.
There is. And if you have to fly here and you're sitting next to a guy in a green hoodie, he's not an alien.
I'm telling you, that motherfucker is not real.
That lady was crazy, but who's looking at her? Everybody's looking at her jugs, right? Wearing like a super tight shirt. She's like the weirdo QAnon MILF.
Is this the chick on the airplane? I never listened to the audio.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She says she's getting off the plane because that motherfucker back there is not real.
Right.
And if you want to stay on this plane, y'all can die with him.
Yeah, it was like a...
She was pointing at Carrot Top, right?
No, but he was on that plane. I mean, she thought it was Kathy Griffith.
Oh, my.
Kathy Griffin. Yeah, can you imagine your Carrot Top and you're on that plane? He was probably sitting in first class, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Then it happened again. So this doesn't do anything because everything's tied to the, UFOs are here, but that lady was nuts.
I just assumed she was screaming at black people. That's why I didn't even bother listening to the audio.
No, it was
just having a psychotic episode.
Yeah, she wasn't necessarily a Karen. That's what Karens do. Oh my God, a black person sitting in the...
Yeah. Oh, they're having fun. Let me ruin it.
Yes. There's an Indian guy wearing his normal headdress. I'm getting off this plane because he's a terrorist.
Well, you're right, but that's what those ladies do. Those ladies that bitch and stuff is like, African American lady gets on the plane and she's having a nice day and she, you know, happy and talking and having fun and everything. And it's like, she's talking too much. Shut the fuck up.
Well, they showed a picture of a freeze frame of the guy she was talking about, and it looked like, you know, those people, if you ever have like acid put on your face or a big disfigurement, they'll put like a mask on you, kind of like Vanilla Sky, how they would, you know, he would go out with a mask on. That's what it kind of looked like to me, because they had a hoodie on and the face was kind of, you know, it was kind of odd looking, but that's what I assumed it was. She just like went full X-Files on the whole thing. And
who was it though? I mean, was there somebody really sitting there?
Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis was sitting there. Okay. Yeah. So it was somebody with Leonidas.
No, well, it was Eric Stoltz.
It was just Eric Stoltz. He was just sitting on the plane.
Yeah.
He's not in first class anymore.
No, not anymore. He's thinking about Back to the Future, wishing he could go back, do a better job, and not get fired. Just people quit bitching up. Don't act up on a plane. Don't get crazy. All right. If you think you see an alien, maybe get up, leave, tell the flight attendant that you're having an anxiety attack, but don't go full alien retardo.
Didn't work for Shatner when he tried to tell people that there was somebody.
No, but he didn't get off the plane. He didn't get off the plane. He should have gotten off the plane.
And I guess you shouldn't sneak up on NBA players if you're Britney Spears.
What the fuck? What in the fuck?
They were like, bitch, you're not famous. Slap. Get the fuck
out of here. Oh my God. She has health problems.
He probably was like, get that crazy bitch away from me.
No shit. I mean, she should just retire, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think she has retired from sanity or spinning in them bikini bottoms. I'm surprised she didn't have the bikini bottoms with that shirt on. The same outfit she has all the time where she's always spinning around.
Oh my God, she's starting to look, she's had surgery, so now she looks like the Joker. She's had that upper lip surgery.
And she, oh, did she?
She looks like the Joker now. I don't like making fun of her because she.
I don't like making fun of her, but it's just sad. I mean, she's like 40, still doing that smoky eye, and like every single picture, and it's just.
Yep. Yep. Oh my God. She does though. She's got that. Oh, that's too bad. She's got those kids. At least Kevin. Who would have thought 20 years ago we'd have been? At least Kevin Federline is there for the kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
He had a 2-episode arc on One Tree Hill.
He did?
Yeah, it was as bad. It was absolutely as bad as you think it would be.
That dude, though, you got to give him credit. He's a good father. He takes care of those kids. I mean, he has all the money in the world.
I was going to say, how hard is it to be a good father when you don't have to do anything ever?
That's Logan Roy.
Well, but he was working his ass off, building a fortune.
Ask Rupert Murdoch. I think his kids probably love him. Hell, kids with money, they love him. But I just think even if he didn't have, even if Kevin Federline lived in a trailer and she was like some floozy waitress and she went crazy and he got custody, I think he'd still be, you know, the caretaker. So I say good on him. It's rare. It's rare. But she needs to be in her dad's. Somebody needs to be controlling her. Does somebody still control her? If not,
no.
Well, goodbye to all that money. I mean, you're really like, have another 5 to 6 year window where you could do a porn movie, but.
Yeah. Because, you know, obviously that 28-year-old model / actor married her because they had a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. They like Judy Garland.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe in his case, Adele. I don't know who the modern equivalent would be.
No, I think he and Anna Nicole.
Sam Smith. Yay, Anna Nicole. She's not that old, though.
No.
And that guy, she loved that old man and all of his money and this pre-Viagra junk. Because that was pre-Viagra, so how did he get it up? He probably had to have that pump.
Did she say that they did stuff?
I don't know. But he looked happy. He looked happy in every picture. So.
I think if you just motorboat some big cans at that age.
He dreamt that he had an orgasm and then dust shot out of his flaccid old man junk. That was so good. You know what, though? I listen to so much Theo Vaughn now that my pacing is going to get there, I think. We're going to be up in Ontario. On the 13th. And then I listened to the Duncan Trussell episode. That guy was pretty funny. I didn't really ever listen to anything with him, and he's funny. You guys like
him? Yeah.
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 I've always liked him with Rogan. Always had him, and he had his own show for a while that was out there as you'd think it was.
He had one of the best Twitters for years. He had one of the best Twitters.
Did he?
Oh yeah.
Did he go to Threads?
You're banned from Threads now.
I quit it already and deleted it. It's useless. It's because it's controlled by Zuckerberg. It's got the same algorithm as Instagram. I cannot find a way to not see people I don't care about. Like the fucking
Lock 'em.
I'm not going to do that for everybody. All these famous people, who fucking cares about the Kardashians? If I wanted to follow them, I would. There's no option to let you just see who you follow.
Come back to Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Yeah. Tumblr's become a thing again. People are going back to Tumblr. They're leaving Twitter.
I'm fine with Twitter for what I use it for, which is just, I don't know, nothing really anymore. But I like, if I want to see stuff, I will, you know, videos and shit. TikTok is the jam. TikTok's way better than Reels, I think. Although you're less likely to get banned for something on Instagram. I don't know. I mean, yeah, on Insta. But that's always been my problem with Instagram's feed is that you can't put it in chronological order. You can't, you know, you have to tell it everything you don't want to see. And I'm not going to wait for their dumb Twitter ripoff algorithm. And I like the way that Elon Musk is pissing and moaning about it as it's all this hype because they're going to fight each other. I think Zuckerberg's going to beat the shit out of him. Are they really going to fight each other? Elon Musk and
on Celebrity Deathmatch, they probably will.
No, they're really, they're supposed to have a real, like jujitsu or something fight, right?
I mean, that's what I heard. I wish we could Running Man both of those assholes.
At least, Elon, you know, has rockets and stuff. They're not blowing up. Yeah, they are. They all blow up. At least there aren't people on them. They're not going underneath the underneath the ocean.
Did you see that subway that got in trouble in Savannah?
Yeah, that was funny. Why did
that sign?
Why did they? Who got him in trouble? I mean, the submarine cops?
Yeah,
I bet the manager got fired. But that's funny.
They got to stay on top of their marketing. You know, they've been on stilts for the last 10 years.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Because you know, their main spokesperson, kids.
I started watching that documentary. I haven't finished it yet, but it was pretty good so far.
Yeah, Jared,
you ate half of it now. Whatever. You're going to eat the other half later?
Yeah, I'm going to eat the other half later.
Jeff got in trouble. He left his cocaine at the White House.
Ruh-roh.
I was just dropping it off for Hunter.
Yeah. You know, when the press is so protective. If that had been, you know, if Trump had been president and Donald Trump Jr. or whatever, they would have been like, cocaine. It would have been everything. But they come right out of the gate, cocaine hydrochloride, which is sometimes used as a medicine. Fuck you. How dare you? Just say they found coke and move on. Nobody cares. Nobody in the country gives a shit, right? Real normal people. Oh, they found cocaine. It fell out of some journalist's pocket. Who gives a fuck? Move on. It's no big deal. Just cocaine, right? I mean, shit. Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson both smoked weed at the White House.
Man. I would like to see a video of Hunter doing cocaine with Don Jr.
With Don Jr.?
Yeah.
Or you can go back. I don't think it's Don. Who's the other one? Eric? No, Don Jr. is the one with the dark hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He and that, this was, I think it was the day of, fuck it, I don't know when it was. They were having a party, and it was after the election in 2020. He and that woman that he married, who used to work on Fox, and used to be married to the governor of California, the current governor of California, Gavin Newsom. They all had the coke jaw. And the eyes, so I don't care, but I don't
wait. We gotta wait for the drip.
Yeah, that's the best part. But there are plenty of videos you can watch Hunter doing all sorts of things. I'll send them to you later.
He's a wild guy, pretty wild.
Yeah,
surprising. It's surprising that anybody that has done the things that he's done on video, that he's this close to it. But then you know.
Okay, there was a video that came out also this week of them being on a balcony at the White House. And Hunter's all like sweaty and manic looking. And Dr. Jill, she's looking pissed. So see if you can find that. But who cares? It's everything is fucking fake and TV. And
do you think he's moaning Dr. Jill?
No, I think
that's his mom, is it?
It's his stepmom.
You're right.
His mom and their mom died in a car wreck.
Let's stop this. Let's stop talking about
that motherfucker
this.
Is not
10
real.
Minutes ago.
So it is summertime and it is hot. It is hot, 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 hot. It is like Gil says when you bring him his meal. Hot. It's not very hot, Gil.
These carrots taste hot.
You love those carrots. Oh, you guys are so lame for making. I knew it was controversial. That's why I didn't put it on Twitter. I thought if I posted it to Facebook, people would be excited. But no, they all made fun of me for talking about pumpkin. I mean, I didn't even think when I posted it, there'd be a blowback for the pumpkin spice. I really think it's an interesting recipe. Didn't even think about fall because it's hot and I'm not Steph and I'm not thinking about fall like now. See, I remembered you said that.
I fucking hate it. This is the I should probably try to be a better person if this is what hell is like, because I can't deal with this. It's too much.
Speaking of Paulie Walnut, was it hot? I don't remember, Paulie. That'd be the first thing you noticed. Everybody knows hell is hot. I don't know, Paulie. Give me more morphine. All right. Since it is summertime, we want to talk about we did a part one of summer movies. Now, part two, the rest of the summer, there aren't very many, and some of these I really want to watch. especially the one about the child trafficking with Jesus. You see that one? Came out this weekend.
That's always the first thing that I look for in a summertime film.
No, it's some like QAnon type movie that Mel Gibson produced. I forget what it's called.
Jesus Caviezel in it?
Yeah, Jesus Caviezel. It's just funny to watch people think about it. This movie is QAnon. No, it's not. People really do kidnap children and drink their blood and collect their adrenochrome and grind it up and snort it. Okay. Anyway, there's that. But that opened this weekend, and it's actually beating other movies that are out, which is weird. So Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 opens July 12th. So it'll be open by the time this episode is out. But that is going to be awesome. And I hope it stays in the theater for a while. Do you think it will, or do you think it'll stream?
And it'll stay in the theater for a month, and then
yeah,
a month later it'll be on.
Tom, at least until Oppenheimer. Yeah. That'll be the one that pushes it out.
Tom Cruise, though, still making those like real summer blockbusters, right? Like a real one that you haven't.
I would say like that Top Gun sequel, there probably wasn't another movie that went as long as it did at the box office and not getting streamed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And people loved it. And it was a popcorn movie, like a real popcorn movie with no superheroes, no Jedis, no, those are the two big violators of our eyes, Jedis and superheroes. It's just Tom Cruise doing his thing. So I think I'm definitely going to see that. Oppenheimer is supposed to be really, really, really depressing. Comes out on July 21st. It's all about the nuclear bombs, man. And Sting will be in it singing that song. I heard there's a really long sex scene in it.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's weird. But for a movie about the H-bomb?
Yeah, well, they had
the one fat guy fucks a little boy.
Yep, that's exactly it. That's what happens. Who's in the cast? Let me see who it is. Florence Pugh and Cillian Murphy have a very graphic sex scene, I've been told. I don't know. Some guy just came up to me at Target and told me that yesterday.
Okay.
Was it Zach Braff?
No, it was not Zach. Some guy. He looked like Zach Braff if Zach Braff was Vietnamese.
Oh, okay. Was it the guy that was stalking Steph?
No. This guy was missing a leg.
Oh, okay.
And I think he was Vietnamese, but I don't know.
Was he was Asian or something?
No, he had a Vietnamese t-shirt on, but that doesn't mean he had a Vietnam, Vietnam.
Yeah. I was doing Cable Guy.
Oh, I didn't remember. I didn't recall that.
Yeah, it was Ben Stiller when he was playing the Stan Sweet Brother, and he was on the stand. They played his call, his 911 call.
Oh my God, my kid brother's been shot. I think it was an Asian gang or something. I saw someone, he looked Asian, and he was speaking another language. I'm pretty sure it was Asian.
Gloriously underrated film. Barbie comes out on the 21st. Which will win that weekend? Will it be Barbie or Oppenheimer? I'm going with Barbie.
Yeah, I think more people will probably go see Barbie.
I will not be seeing Barbie.
I might see Barbie. Though, we're out of the theater, but I might see it. Ryan Gosling.
There.
Barbie.
I watched the trailer, and it's a fantastical whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm not Waylon Smithers. I wish I was, though. I don't know. I'm not into it, though. Haunted Mansion comes out July 28th, featuring former podcast guest Ben Bladen.
Yeah, he plays one of the ghosts, I think.
Is this a remake? Or was Haunted Mansion, it was a series, right? Or was it
it was a ride.
A ride at Disney. I remember.
And it was
made a movie before.
Yeah, it was a Eddie Murphy made a Haunted Eddie Mansion made movie, a movie about 10 or 12 years ago.
Okay.
But this completely reboot, yeah.
And then The Meg 2, already a sequel to Meg, The Meg. Wait, I'm thinking of that little small girl doll movie. This is The Megalodon, right?
Yeah.
The shark.
Okay, The Megalodon, August 4th. Is Jason Statham in that? I always want to say Jathan Statham. Is he in it? Or did he get
Meg 2? I don't know.
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay, Roy Scheider in it?
No. He passed away.
He went to go get a bigger boat.
He did. Okay. I didn't know he had passed away.
Scheider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew Roy Scheider was dead.
like 20 years ago?
He wasn't in 2011. Is Richard Dreyfuss in this? That would be cool.
No, I don't think cool.
No, movie studios should be equitable. I'm going to go on Fox. It's a topsy-turvy world, I tells you. I didn't see the first Meg. Is it good? Megalodon?
Oh, yeah. The regular
it's fun.
Meg and Meg, yeah. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Like
they show it on Sci-Fi all the time. We should be able to find it somewhere.
That should be like the name of Donald Trump's autobiography. Megalomaniac Donald Trump, the Megalodon, right?
I don't care. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Blue Beetle. This movie is based on the Blue Beetle, who was a superhero featured prominently during the Electric Company years. Remember?
Yeah.
The Blue Beetle. Now, the Blue Beetle's been around for a long time. In fact, DC Comics didn't own it. They had to buy it from whoever created it, I believe. But there were, it's very old. And is this the first feature film ever made out of the Blue Beetle?
Yeah.
Yes.
That comes out August 18th. I wonder who's playing the Blue Beetle.
It's that kid from Cobra Kai.
Karate Kid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Cobra Kai.
Zolo Meridueña.
Yeah. Filmed it here in Covington and Conyers too.
That's where The Outlaws was filmed, right here in Atlanta. Everything's filmed here. I'll probably see that. I liked Blue Beetle. You used to get
there. Yeah, I liked Blue Beetle. He teamed up with Booster Gold a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
In the comic book sense.
Yeah, but you know, comic books these days, who knows?
Now you're slash fiction.
All bets are off these days, right? In comic book land. Strays, what's this about?
This looks hilarious.
Oh, this is the swearing dogs. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Steph, you got to watch the trailer for this.
I'm going to pull it up.
Look it up right now, yeah.
No.
Who's in this? This looks so funny.
Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Will Forte.
Isla Fisher, Randall Park. Who's funny? I like Randall Park. Kim Jong-un.
Watch the trailer. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
See, watch the Red Band trailer if you can find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, people like it so far on IMDb. So people have seen it and people are giving it good reviews. Is this a one, though, that you can wait? Probably see it.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to see this in the theater, but yeah, if you're looking for something to do, it'd probably be fun.
So that's it. Those are the big movies coming out through August. And then, of course, it'll be fall movie time. But yeah, I would say probably the biggest hits out of all those and the ones that are going to be like, hey, remember that summer, are Mission Impossible. Definitely. And I can't think of any really. Oh, wait, I skipped over one. Gran Turismo. What is that? Is that a video game?
Yeah, it's the video game.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer people will remember too, but Mission Impossible is really the, hey, that's a summer movie.
Oppenheimer is going to be remembered like around Oscar time.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. But
well, you know what you didn't actually mention that Jennifer Lawrence movie, though.
What's that?
That's out now.
Yeah, No Hard Feelings. It's the same guys that did the movie Good Boys, which I love. That movie kills me. I've seen it like 3 or 4 times, but it's the highest grossing R-rated comedy of the decade so far.
Wow. You know, they don't make a lot of R-rated comedies anymore, do they?
They don't. And the Good Boys was like, that reminded me almost of Superbad.
Yeah.
It was a throwback because the shit that they said.
The drugs.
And it's so disarming because they're children.
In the convenience store with the cop.
I want to see this movie, but I don't think I need to go to the theater for it.
No.
Especially when I watched the scene where Jennifer Lawrence is naked and fights off a bunch of guys, like 5 guys.
Yeah.
Are you talking about when she was Mystique?
No, she has a nude scene in this movie where she fights a bunch of people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was the first time she's done a voluntary nude from the beginning. Like, she knew she was getting into it before she filmed it, instead of it being sprung on her.
She did get Red Sparrowed in this one.
Right.
Steph gave us this idea, like, what about some of the summeriest summer movies of all time? Movies, when you think about it, these are summer movies. You remember that they were summer movies. You remember that you saw them in the summertime, unless you were poor like me and had to rent them in the late fall.
Same.
And, you know, my mom would never put me in a rusty mobile and drive me. Anyway, it didn't matter. So we found a bunch of them, and we're going to kind of talk about them.
I don't think one of you are familiar with our problem.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Jaws, obviously, is probably the first, don't you think? The first real, hey, this is a summer popcorn blockbuster type of film, right?
The first blockbuster.
Yeah, he started it with it. Yeah.
That came out in 75.
Saving up to get me some wheels.
Yeah. You want to hear what I did?
No.
Here's Danny. Hey, Danny. 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 Danny.
Grease, 1978, right? Fun.
Yep.
I saw it at a drive-thru in New Jersey. My mom let us, well, I mean, we didn't live in New Jersey. We were in Wildwood, New Jersey. And my mom let us walk to the concession stand to get popcorn by ourselves. Could you imagine that now?
No.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't let Gil eat. I wouldn't. Well, not now, of course, only two. Hey, go give daddy a beer. No, no. Meatballs, 1979. So that was, Jeff, you saw that in the theater, right?
Yep.
Woody the Wabbit.
Yep.
Was that because your dad wanted to see it or your mom?
No, I liked Bill Murray back then.
Yeah, but like your parents took you to see that? Is that they?
Yeah.
Because you wanted to see it or because your dad wanted to?
Yeah, probably they wanted to see it, but.
Okay.
They've been taking me to movies since I was a baby, though. They took me to see freaking Blazing Saddles in the theater.
Really? And you,
yeah.
You didn't throw a fit in there?
Nope.
Those parents were so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only movie I ever saw with my mom and dad was King Kong. And I was so bored for like...
I remember the Jeff Bridges one.
Yeah, because
I saw King Kong with my dad, and I got up and went to the bathroom when they had the one good scene in the entire movie, and my dad came back, and my dad goes, "You missed it."
Oh, and he's Dewan. What was her name? Yeah, Dewan was her name. Yeah, I was so excited to see King Kong, and it takes forever to get to. You don't see him forever. Oh, thanks. I get a lot of Charles Grodin. I guess eventually we'll get to when Steph was old enough to have seen some of these.
I'll have the picture. There's a picture. I've got to find it, but it's me, and I'm about 1978.
Okay.
And I'm in the front yard at my Mama Jean's house. We all are. My Aunt Lisa, and then like the whole crew, and we got a record player sitting up on a thing. We're playing Grease. I remember we were playing Grease, and I have on, I think it's a Staying Alive shirt.
Nice.
With like a rainbow or some crap and these bell bottoms, and I'm just going like this. Look, I'm so cool in this shirt, and fuck you.
The shirt, we're going to rule the school.
We're going to rule the school. And in the behind us, you can see the baseball fields where I told you Crazy Larry chased us. So I got to find that picture.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Caddyshack, 1980, definitely a summertime comedy blockbuster, a big, big comedy film.
I did not see that in the theater, though. I saw that on HBO when it first time I saw it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't see it in the theater. I should have.
How about Friday the 13th? Your parents didn't take you to see that.
No, Friday the 13th Part 3 was the first one of those I saw in the theater.
Me too. Well, mine was at the drive-in. My stepdad took us on Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
I thought it was the most amazing thing ever in the history of time.
And it was 3D, right? So with the
music
and all that.
I don't remember having 3D glasses at the drive-in.
The first one of those I saw was 4 in the theater. And the fourth one.
Little Corey Feldman.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the one I saw in the theater.
Yeah.
Mr. Who?
Who?
Don't you guys remember from the attic? The news article. Did they say the last guy who went looking for the witch stuff, he said he went in, but he never came back out. But that was like back in 1935. Oh, God. If he didn't make it out and he was the postman expert, what about us, guy? How are we going to get out of here?
Huh? The Goonies, 1985. Of course, that is a classic, and that's definitely a summer movie.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
At the theater, for sure.
I'm going to take you home with me and take care of you.
I don't think I liked it when I saw it in the theater. I wasn't into it. But then like when it started to like catch on and like all my friends had seen it and stuff, that's when I started to like it.
Yeah.
When it came on HBO or whatever.
I thought it was kind of weird. And then when I was watching it over and over again, I appreciated it more. I liked the theme song, Cyndi Lauper's song, because it had all the wrestlers in the video.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here now.
You get out of here, fella. I'm trying to watch the Smurfs.
Yeah.
You're
trying to watch this. Did you see the one where Papa Smurf took a crutch and smashed the shit out of a guy?
Summer Rental, 1985. What's that one? I don't remember that one.
John Candy.
John Candy.
Oh, man. Yes, that's right.
Do these look okay? Can you feel, make sure they look okay?
Oh, when they're in the wrong house and that rich family comes home and he's carrying the dog food out and it goes all over the place and Archie. Yeah, well, and you know, Tim, that's like one of our friendship bonding moments. You knew that song too. The sometimes I feel like a propeller. It's like one of the songs.
Okay, now we're getting to the era when we could drive to the theaters ourselves.
Speak for yourself.
Well,
better 2 years over.
This is the way I like to do it.
Fine.
Aw, man. Come on, no, man. You got any more, Gordy?
Sorry, Vern.
It's not funny. What am I?
Hurt your neck. Be a small.
Stand By Me, 1986. I saw that with our friend Stu. We drove to Elmira and watched Stand By Me. That was a good movie. Rob Reiner directed it. Huge summer flick. And definitely, you know, they're off school, so they're on the train tracks. And it was very, it stuck with the book, right? Because it was a short story, but they really stuck with it.
It was a nice coming of age summer movie for kids.
Leakish.
I had a bit of a mental breakdown with this movie. Like I would, well,
I mean, it's sad at the end,
of course.
Well, I was going through something. I'd finished my last like eighth grade in e-course and it was summertime and it had hit the video store. Mm-hmm. And we had a little video store on the corner. So I would ride up there every day with my dollar and I would rent that movie just over and over and over. Cause you know, it was only one night rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would watch it over and over. I knew all it was pretty messed up. And then my mom, she was like, I feel like something's going on. And then she made my stepdad take us to West Virginia and I stayed. And then now that's how I became me.
Oh, well, we like you.
Otherwise, I probably would still be watching Stick By Me in a basement eating a bucket of fish heads.
Oh, my.
Can somebody bring me my fish head?
Give them to the Beckersteads? I mean, we can't let those people walk away with everything. To those people, we're giving it to all the cute and fuzzy bunnies in the world.
Yeah, that's just what
One Crazy Summer, which I did not see in the theater, but I did see as soon as it was ready to watch on HBO or whatever. One of the classics, right? Great film.
Yeah.
No.
Bobcat liked one of my posts on Instagram the other day. And he actually gave me a smiley face.
Nice.
Tear emoji. He posted a video about that joke he did on, God, it must have been his second special. And he said, it was on the 4th of July. He said, America's the greatest country that was ever stolen. And then he posted in the comments, I've been woke since forever. So if this is you off, go fuck yourself. And I wrote a comment. I said, the Bob Hope joke on Meet Bob was where I drew the line.
And he found that to be comical.
1987, Dirty Dancing. That was probably the biggest movie that entire year. Dirty Dancing, huge movie, and all the girls loved it, and all the boomer moms loved it, and everybody loved it. All the Gen X kids, especially the girls, and all the boomer moms just absolutely loved Dirty Dancing.
I don't know how many times a girl I knew got thrown into a ceiling fan after that movie came out.
That really sealed the deal for Patrick Swayze to become a superstar. Jennifer Grey, she didn't really become a superstar, did she?
No.
And it should have propelled her into superstardom. Jerry Orbach at least got, you know, Law and Order.
You fish from them and even bring the barbecue out. You know, you have a great time with these things. You know, you tour the lake in comfort is what I'm saying.
You guys want to cruise the lake in comfort? Or would you rather skim the waves with Uncle Roman in a jet boat?
Jet boat! Sorry, Dad.
The Great Outdoors, 1988. Great summer movie. And by the way, we're talking 87, 88, 89. That entire 3-year span, there's so many good movies. So if we're skipping over some, just let us know. But definitely The Great Outdoors is very funny. 1988. Here's a movie that Jeff and I saw together. Do the Right Thing, 1989. Hot. Everybody's sweaty the whole movie. You're on edge the entire time. And it just leads to one big explosion at the end. But it is a good movie. I think it's my favorite Spike Lee movie.
Yeah, that's the movie that taught me it is hot in New York City in the summertime. I had no idea, really. But yeah, it's very hot there.
It is. Jeff and I went there that summer on a church trip. We took a bus with a guy who owned the movie store. Drove the van. And it was just hot as balls there.
There's no breeze, right? Because of all the skyscrapers and whatnot. Yeah.
Can't have you walking through those doors with your dick in your hand, right?
I can't do this.
Who knows? You might like it.
Buddy, this is your fucking wake-up call, man. I am an FBI agent.
No, man, isn't it wild?
Point Break. Point Break. Great fucking movie. Classic movie. You think it makes you think of summer when you're watching it. Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves. Our good old friend, you know who I'm talking about.
The Buse.
Utah, get me too.
And Lori, what's her face?
Petty.
Lori Petty, yeah.
Pink Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great movie. Utah, get me too. Is that what he says?
Yeah. Chili Dogs. Utah, get me too.
Chili Dogs. Utah, get me too.
Yeah, there were Chili Dogs on One Crazy Summer, too.
Yep. And also the classic Godzilla scene.
That's my favorite.
Mine too.
God, it holds up.
Yeah. I like, if it weren't for the other people in the movie, it would be unwatchable. Oh, sure. I mean, it was just John Cusack, you know, being John Cusack. But everybody else makes it funny. What about Bob 1991? That's a good movie too. Bill Murray.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Baby Steps.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that a lot, but it's good. The Sandlot, 1993. That's one of your favorite movies, isn't it, Steph?
No.
I thought you liked The Sandlot.
I mean, it's all right.
It's a fun movie.
I thought you said you liked it. Okay, I'm a dude.
I mean, it's okay. I don't not like it, but I mean, it's not like, oh, The Sandlot. I mean, I think I've seen it once. I've seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid like 15 times.
Okay.
Sandlot, is that the one with the big St. Bernard over the fence?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And protects the baseball, steals all the baseballs that get knocked over the fence.
What's the card set I got you for Christmas a couple years ago? Was it The Sandlot?
I don't think so.
I got you a bunch of cards that were from a movie. Maybe it was The Goonies. I think it was The Goonies.
It was The Goonies.
Huh. See, I have a bad memory.
So do I, because I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
I know. Boom, stoop. 1996, the first big blockbuster I saw when I moved to Atlanta. Independence Day, which is still one of my favorite movies. It's so dumb and it's derivative, but it is a great film. It's alive. Yeah. And
an awesome marketing campaign for like a year leading up to it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. You were waiting and waiting and waiting. And it came out on the 4th of July, 1996. The sequel was so fucking bad. Unwatchable.
Yeah.
Terrible. And you think, you know, they had what, 30 years or 20 years to make a sequel that was good. And it's too bad. But the original, so good. Let's see. Let's bust through the rest of this because we're getting late here. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Obviously, that's a summer film, 97. You know, I've never seen that or any of the... I haven't seen any of those movies. Are they good?
Not really.
No.
They've not been, really, no.
They've been spoofed so many times, you've seen it without seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ned... Didn't Ned Flanders get run over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Summer of Sam, 1999. Not a great Spike Lee movie, but pretty good. Not too bad.
Right.
It was an interesting take on a serial killer movie there. Original take. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all kind of woven around the Sada Sam murders in New York City.
Yeah. It's just like how the people were dealing with it.
Yeah. John Leguizamo was banging everybody. Good movie. Wet Hot American Summer, 2001. That put into motion the careers of several people, did it not?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a funny movie. It was kind of a throwback to Meatballs, right?
Yeah.
But with a modern sensibility, but a funny movie. Adventureland 2009. I didn't like that movie.
Yeah, it was okay.
I thought it was going to be funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And I was disappointed. Summer.
But it's still summery, though.
It is summery. Yeah, we're not saying that it's not summery.
Sam Rockwell was good in that.
Sam Rockwell's a good actor. I like
him.
I like him, but I just, isn't Jesse, what's his face in this movie?
Yeah, it's him and Kristen Stewart, I think, or something.
Two most unlikable actors in the two films. Summer of 84, I haven't seen either. That looks good.
It is good. You got to watch it.
That came out in 2018. So it's a movie about the 80s as a horror movie.
Yeah, it's like a, yeah, it's kind of like a Rear Window situation where this kid in the 80s, he suspects that his neighbor is a murderer. Then he starts going about to prove it. And it's, you know, it's the summer of 84 is when it happened. So it's all this nostalgia and shit from that time. But it's a really fun movie. And it's what's his face from Mad Men that plays the neighbor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not John Hamm.
No, by no.
I'm talking about
Slatery.
Yes. No, not Slatery. No, the Hamm faced dude with the glasses. He can be kind of a shit.
The Hamm faced. Who's Hamm faced? What do you mean?
I don't know.
I love it. Who is Hamm faced?
He's, you know, the guy. He's a little portly, but not, you know, and with he's got like the cop haircut. Well, I guess they all did. You know who I'm talking about.
Rich Summer.
Wet lips. His summer was wet.
Yeah. I know who he is. He wasn't the pilot in Lost, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, this last one, the way, way back, when did that come out?
I'm not sure.
2019, I think.
There's one on here that's, because I don't know what movie this is, but there's one here that says The Way, Way Back in 2013 with Steve Carell and Jim Rash.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. 13. Will, okay.
Tony Collette.
Yeah, that's it. God, it's already been 10 years. Jeez. Yeah.
What is this about? Jesus, I don't know this one.
It's about Steve Carell is a total douchebag in this. He's horrible. And the kid, he's going with his mom and her boyfriend to his summer house for like a month or 2 months because he's obviously got some money, which is Steve Carell. And he is really kind of a douchebag to her, which is Toni Collette, his mom. And then the kid he's just like a smart little nerd. He gets a job at a local amusement park for the summer, and it's just a coming of age tale or whatnot. Okay. It's really good.
Looks like there's a bunch of movies I need to watch.
And The Way, Way Back is, you know, that's what you used to call the station wagon in the very beginning. In The Way, Way Back. And Carell has a badass. Is it an Oldsmobile? I can't remember. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, awesome. All right. So if we left anything off, you know, please let us know in the Radio Shack or on our main Facebook page. Don't tweet us. Don't bother. Maybe you could post it to Joe. Are we going to have a Radio Labyrinth Threads account?
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
You don't have to if you don't want to. I'm not going to monitor it. But since we already have one, maybe, I don't know. I don't want the app. I don't want them tracking me. I'm going to post that on Facebook. I'm not going to join Threads because I don't want Meta tracking me.
And then you can post on Instagram afterwards. Yeah, they'll never find it.
Yeah.
And then just mention something about the pumpkin spice and
you'll be fine. Shut up, jerks. You guys are mean. Anyway. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hey, I'd like to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Euro, our longest sponsor here on Radio Labyrinth. And thank you to Mike Hole and everybody at the restaurant, dude. Summer is in full swing, and they have some new local craft beers for you to enjoy, like Coors, which is a banquet beer. But a good pizza beer might be Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Goza. It's a tasty, refreshing sour ale. It's a thirst-quenching delight served ice cold on draft. We added another tasty local brew, Sassafras. No, Creature Comfort's Classic City Lager is now also available on draft. They've also added Landshark Lager to round out their updated summer beer selection. Hey, Atlanta Pizza and Euro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around. In an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come as you are family friendly atmosphere where you can be the dude. Dine in and take out are both available. Limited delivery through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub. Uber Eats, Pony Express, Rocky Dennis on his motorcycle. But I think you might be terrified if you answer the door and that guy's standing there holding pizza. Well, maybe if it's Eric Stoltz. Hey, if you're a business or a corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza and Euro by calling 770-483-6228. They're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, 12 to 9, and they are closed on the Lord's Day.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity. You have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. Anyway, in Athens, Georgia since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices. Anyway, call them at 706-316-9366. Or anyway, email them at athens@ldiline.com. All right, Linda, do we need any kind of repro printing? No? All right, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. I'll be back.
Pete's views.
Or.
I can snooze.
Last week was My Adventures with Superman, which was good. I watched the first two episodes of that. It's like anime style.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
It's good. Shark Week. Anybody watch any of that? I haven't found anything to watch yet. Mm-hmm. And Nimona, which I watched on Netflix, which was very good.
What's that again?
Kind of woke. It's based on a graphic novel. It's about a little girl that can turn into, she's like a shapeshifter or like a skinwalker.
Okay. Why do you say it's woke?
Yeah. You'll see if you ever watch it.
I probably won't watch it.
But this week, Miracle Workers End Times. This is the final season of the show from Simon Rich that has like Steve Buscemi and Harry Potter, where it's like a different story every season.
Yeah. Good?
It's been good.
Yeah. This is set in a post-apocalyptic future, so it looks
good. Yeah. It's been pretty funny. Steve Buscemi's always good in everything.
He is. He can make anything good just by being on a screen. But, you know, who else is really good is Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe's good, yeah. Oh. And the rest of the cast is all good, too.
Yeah.
Been, all of them have been fun so far to watch. I'm going to watch this one. And After Party Season 2. Did anybody stick with After Party all through Season 1?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched all of it.
Not me.
I did not get through Season 1. I got to go back and do it, though, now that Season 2 is coming out.
Yeah, it ended up pretty good, and it wasn't who you thought. So right. They did a pretty good job with that whole whatever Knives Out and Glass Onion in it.
I think there's only two people from Season 1 coming back, but our guy Sam Richardson is one of them, so it's worth watching Season 2.
Totally.
Full Circle on HBO Max comes out on the 13th. This is Steven Soderbergh's new series where he directed all the episodes. About a botched kidnapping in New York City.
Well,
Claire Danes, Timothy Oliphant, Zazie Beetz.
Yeah, Oliphant's been busy, eh?
Yeah,
he is.
I like Steven Soderbergh.
I don't like him.
Yeah. I don't know why you don't like him.
Oh, I like Steven Soderbergh. He's a great director. He did say, though, one time on the phone with a girl that I was taking to a movie that Tarantino was a hack. She was talking to him on the cell phone, said she'd just seen, what did we just see? We saw a Tarantino movie.
Jackie Brown or something.
I know you and I saw that, I believe. But anyway, it doesn't matter. She said he was a hack. He said to her that he was a hack. And I was there in the proximity. staff picks. What are your staff picks this week? Mine's real simple. Harlan Highway with Melissa Villaseñor. She is so funny. And she has such an awesome voice. And she has a cute laugh, like not in a creepy way.
She's coming to City Winery too.
When?
Like maybe 2 days before Josh Joplin or 2 days after.
Oh, too late for me to get an interview.
Yeah.
But she was really, really funny on that. Of course, Harlan is always funny. Just absurdity from start to finish and a lot of fun. So that's my staff pick.
Yeah. Her impressions are amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, mine is Justified. Is coming back with the City Primeval July 18th on Hulu, FX or whatever. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yep.
Previews look good.
I'm going to go to an old Chuck E. Cheese and bring out all the old one.
The Risky Rats.
Yeah.
God, that fucking episode. That show has been on point this season.
Risky Rat.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry for the interruption.
Mine is What We Do in the Shadows. New season starts July 13th.
Let's talk about. I'm going to be watching both of those.
And mine is actually a game. I used to play games a lot, video games a lot, but I stopped years ago. And I'd been seeing some clips of a game on YouTube. And I told my son, I was like, man, what is this game? It looks amazing. And he told me. And then come Father's Day, he bought me the game. That was my Father's Day present. So I've been playing Sniper Ghost Hunter Contracts. It's a sniper game, but I haven't played in so many years that getting on this game now, it's so much what you wanted games to be when you were a kid. You're like, oh man, when they can be like this, and now the games are like you imagined them being. It's kind of fun. I really forgot how much I like.
Totally hooked him up with the aimbot, though.
No aimbots.
You should stream it on the Radio Labyrinth channel and get our followers.
Oh, get some numbers up? Yeah. Start us a Twitch channel?
You should.
Not on Twitch, on YouTube.
That can run on YouTube.
You filter it again. Oh, they can run. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Steph, what's going on with Dad Burkeville?
Oh, well, I got my new foster, Polly Walnuts, and he's doing really well. He's so cute. So if anybody is interested in a, I'm talking super sweet, calm, like a butterfly. If a butterfly was a dog, it would be this dog. And he's just the best. He's like 2 to 4.
Get him a female companion and call her Big Pussy.
Yeah, we put a diaper on her.
I was open for maybe a Christopher. That's what I was going to get.
Christopher.
That's what he needs on the side. But he's doing great. So if you'd like to meet him or whatever, please reach out. Otherwise, please go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org and you can volunteer or give us some money. We could use it. And I don't know if there's an event next week, but I'll let you know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
All right, guys. To keep it canine. To quote Gil, my son Gil, I botched for sleeping. But he will be on the next week's show. I've still got to figure out an angle with him. As soon as I get 1,000 followers on TikTok, I will do lives. And that'll be fun because it'll just be, you know, bullshit stream of consciousness stuff. Right? I guess I could go live now on YouTube, but who wants to do that?
Yeah, you could.
Man. Let's do it. Let's do it and see what happens.
All right. Got to get you a blue screen, though.
Yeah, not a green screen.
No.
Blue for sure?
Yeah, he's green.
Oh, he's green. Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. It's just a blob. It's the nipples and
nipples and eyes. That's all you.
Nipples, eyes, and green. My friend's kids were over yesterday with them. And one of them said, I think, it was, why does he have nipples? I go, man, that's just the way he was born. Born this way. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We will talk to you next week. So until that time, please remember to
be vigilant.